Hey all, it is I, Anthony the Canadian Guy, and welcome to WrestleSode, the solution to your wrestling information problems. WrestleSode is a member of the Wind Column Sports Network, so remember to check us out at windcolumnsports.ca to be kept up to date on everything happening here in Alberta in the world of wrestling. Today, I am bringing you an interview with the bombshell Angelica. That's right, the PPW superstar wrestling down there out of Lethbridge. It was an awesome chat. Got to speak with her about a couple of different things, how she got into the business, her time in the business, the matches that she's had, some of the dream matches that she would love to have. And it was a really fun talk. Before we do get into that here today, though, just a couple of quick notes. Obviously, everything is still shut down with the whole COVID-19 situation. I've got no real updates for you in terms of any matches that are going to be happening anytime soon. Unfortunately, everything that seems to be happening is all being done online through online streaming. I know CWE put on a show, just a small little card of less than 10 people to put on a show online to help raise some money back for some of the lost money they had for their spring tour. You know what? Unfortunately, it's a really hard time out there to be a wrestler. So if anybody's listening to this, if there are wrestlers out there that you would love to have support or that you haven't had a chance to buy a t-shirt of theirs yet and they have online stores, I really highly recommend going and giving them, a good purchase, getting a t-shirt. Anything kind of helps in a time like this because I don't know how long it's going to be before we see any of these wrestlers behind the ropes once again. Just because things are still a little bit crazy right now. But I'm here to bring you as much content as I possibly can. Today's interview, like I said, it was a lot of fun. And I have a lot more interviews lined up as well. I've been doing tons of interviews and editing over the last couple of days. So I'm really excited to be bringing all of that towards for all of you today. So just stay tuned. Remember to hit that like button and subscribe. But before we get into that interview with Angelica, we are going to be hearing from our sponsors over at the Wind Column Sports Network. And then we will be hearing from the bombshell Angelica.
Hello friends, this is Spencer Love interrupting your regularly scheduled podcast experience to remind you to tune in to windcolumnsports.ca every Wednesday for Conversations with Love, the one-on-one interview podcast featuring the best of the best in Canadian pro wrestling and available wherever podcasts are played. Tune in to CWL on the WCSN for your previews, reviews, breaking news, and now interviews, proudly brought to you by Beercade YEG.
Hey everybody, Anthony back. I am joined by the bombshell Angelica. Angelica, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Anthony. How are you?
I'm doing great today. It's a weird time to be alive. I hope the COVID-19 situation isn't affecting you too much. It's been asking everybody lately, but how are you doing during this time?
I guess as well as we could be. A lot of time at home, a lot of walking my dog. My dog, she's absolutely loving that I'm home every day. But yeah,
that sounds great. She must be like, oh, this is the best of times right now.
Oh, she's loving it. Yeah. All the extra attention.
It's kind of sad though. All this no wrestling going on.
It is definitely a tragedy right now.
There's a void. I mean, this was going to be a busy week for a lot of people. This was going to be a busy month for a lot of people, it feels like, but well, you know what? It'll come back in full force, and we're going to have some spectacular shows. I know you're probably excited for something like that.
I am excited. I've been waiting a long time. This month was supposed to be super busy for me. I was supposed to be anywhere from between British Columbia to Manitoba. So
yeah, I know you made one pretty large or long trip recently as well, because I know you went from, what was it, Lethbridge to Calgary, Calgary to Winnipeg in like 24 hours.
We did do that. Yeah, that was one of the more crazy trips.
But that does sound absolutely crazy. I mean, I've done the Calgary to Winnipeg in a single day, but that was just that, and all I did was drive, and I didn't have to wrestle. So I kudos to you.
The wrestling is definitely the more positive breaks, we call it. We call it the wrestling break. So we're driving for hours and then break for what seems like 10 minutes to go have a match and then back in the car.
That's actually an interesting, let's actually start with something like that, because I've never really asked. You've done the long haul treks, like you've done treks from to BC, you've trekked down to Mexico before, you've trekked across to, Winnipeg especially. These long trips, especially the drives you have to do, how much would you say that is in terms of being a percentage of actually being a wrestler?
So I think it takes a big part of actually what we do is the traveling and the driving, and it's not a negative thing at all. I'm lucky enough to have some good company that we go on these trips with. We make it there and back, and it's one of the more funner things we get to do. I love wrestling and love getting into the ring, but if you can't have fun and actually enjoy traveling on the road, then it's just, it's not worth it. But we, I would say it's a huge percentage of what we actually do as wrestlers, traveling to new territories and getting out there. And no, it's a lot of fun.
Do you have like a go-to like band road trip playlist or something that you have?
Oh, you would.
I like to ask the hard-hitting questions here.
I do. My playlist, well, you'd have to get kind of Travis Cole's input on this as well. We find we have the same kind of music taste. We're big into the 90s and the boy bands, so that's
you got your NSYNC, your Backstreet Boys.
Definitely, and also a lot of Disney. So whoever's traveling with me gets their own private concert, unfortunately.
You say unfortunately, but I'm sure there's people listening who'd be like, I'd listen to something like that. For me, though, it's like too much 2013 dubstep and wrestling themes. I'm just not a cool person.
There you go.
Or 80s, of course. I'm a big 80s guy as well. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. So a couple questions I have here for you. So one thing I'm really excited to chat with you about was that you recently made your debut on the WWE. I guess you would call it the WWE Network specifically. But how was it being at Raw?
So being there at Raw was incredible. To see backstage and actually how things are done there was honestly a dream come true and like first step in bigger things for me. I wouldn't say I made a debut of any sorts.
Right.
Just kind of being an extra for WWE was incredible, and seeing everybody and meeting all of these people that I've seen on TV and have dream matches in my head with and everything like that, and actually knowing them as you see them and they're actually real people, and it was humbling and just incredible.
Did you have anybody in specific that like really stood out that night who really felt really welcoming or anything?
So I had a few interactions. The ones that I can really remember were with Shayna Baszler and Mickey James, and they were just fantastic.
That sounds really cool. Those are two really important women in the women's world right now. I mean, Mickey James, what a division builder, essentially. And Shayna Baszler right now is just one of the best, in my opinion.
Oh, definitely. It was incredible to even have been in the same room as them.
So you got to go out. So you, I guess you were part of the conga line for No Way Jose. So going out there, seeing all the people in the crowd, have you wrestled, ever been in front of a crowd that large before?
Not yet, I'm going to say that.
Yeah, well, that's obviously not yet.
Yeah, no, walking out there and seeing all of those people, there's actually a moment in the video where you see me just kind of stop and look out into the crowd in complete and utter awe and fascination. And yeah, it's hopefully I get to do it again.
I would hope so, yeah. I mean, it was really interesting, especially as like somebody was just watching it, and I was just like, I see so many people I know tonight.
Oh, yeah, it was great. It was fun being backstage with a lot of people that I knew.
So I've pulled out to the Twitterverse. I asked a whole bunch of people a couple of different to ask some questions, and I got a couple of good questions here for you. I have a question here from Paul over at the YYC Wrestling Hub. Which feud, this is a multiple kind of choice question, which feud did you enjoy more? Kayla J / Envy from 2018 to 2019, or Kylie Morgan from 2019 to present? Obviously, the latter hasn't been as long since there hasn't been any titles involved as of yet, but it has crossed provincial borders.
Definitely. That's a good question. I can't say which one I like more, but I mean, Kayla J and I, we have a long history, to say the least. Trained together, wrestled together for years, and I, for one, am hoping that feud is far from over, and I'm hoping to see her in the ring again. There's always some kind of fun competition between us both. Kylie Morgan and I, we've seen a lot of each other in the past several months, and I think we've both grown into who we really are as wrestlers. She's becoming this animated, well-loved, over-the-top character, and I believe I've adopted this kind of this powerhouse identity. And so when we go out there in the ring, our two personalities collide and we really ignite something. So for both of those feuds, I think they both just hold their own individual traits, and I can't pick one over the other right now.
That's very, I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of history, like you said, there with Kayla J. And as you've said, you don't really want that to be the end of that story either at this point. So I guess it's more like, let's wait and see, because I guess that's not the end of either of these.
Exactly.
I like that. I like that a lot. Another question I have here from Paul over at the YYC Wrestling Hub. Now, me and him often go to the shows together when we're in Calgary, and you were at the RCW Wrestling Ain't Easy show. This question was really fun because I laughed so hard when this happened. His question is she doesn't even like Reptar the best thing that someone has yelled during one of your matches? I don't feel like I have to give any context to that. Let's just hear your answer.
You definitely don't. Angelica does not hate Reptar. If you know me, I merely grew out of Reptar because Reptar is for dumb babies. And that's just it. That's all that needs to be said. Definitely was one more of the funner things that I've ever heard at a show, although I get crazy comments every time I wrestle. I also love the signs, too. I have a couple fans down in Lethbridge who always try to get me with their signs. The last one was actually I was proposed to, so that was interesting.
Oh, hey. Well, congratulations. Yeah. I mean, when's the wedding?
I'm just kidding. That's to be determined. We'll see what the next sign says, I guess.
I guess you have to wait. He didn't ask you any follow-up questions. He didn't specify. So.
Right, yeah.
There you go. Do you have any favorite signs? Have you had a favorite sign you've ever seen in the crowd before?
I think maybe this last one here with the proposal. There was also one about me not calling him back or something. These guys are just over the top, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, I got to experience my first Lethbridge crowd down there for the Power Rumble, and it's definitely a very lively crowd. I really enjoyed myself. The energy in that room is just, it's really hard to put, like, to describe in words, because it's not the biggest venue, but it feels huge with how rowdy it gets.
And how full we can, all those people packed in there, and just how loud they get, and everybody in Lethbridge just adores the shows and adores all of the wrestlers here, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't even feel like it was obviously very full, but I didn't feel like I was being squished ever at any point. So that was really nice. Like, sometimes you feel like you get sardined in, but I didn't feel that way when I was down there in Lethbridge.
Definitely, yeah. We're lucky to have the kind of comfy venue that we have here, so it's great.
So that kind of leads into this next question here that I got from Mitch Harvey. What is it like moving from face to heel and back based on where the shows are? And also, which city has the most vocal fans?
I would say the most vocal fans, to me, I would probably notice it more in Lethbridge. It's probably where they know me the best as well. They've come to know who Angelica is as a person, as a character. So they are very responsive to me, whether I am face or heel. I guess I'd have to come back to Calgary again and compare the crowds here, but I feel like I am getting a good response, and I'm actually, like, loved wherever I go, whether people want to admit it, they want to boo me, or they want to cheer me, and then they're coming up to me behind stage telling me how much they love me, even though they're booing me 10 minutes before.
I think that's the best way of being able to do it, because you get the reaction you want out of them, but at the end of the day, they're still gonna go buy your merch, if you know what I mean.
Definitely.
So this actually is an interesting question, and it kind of leads me into a little bit of a segue here. So I know that you spoke with Spencer at the Conversations with Love a little bit about your training and how you did some training with MPW, and that you also did a bit of training with Storm, though you would consider your home promotion down there in Lethbridge. So you've really done, like, this whole, like, southern travel from the north down to the south in terms of Alberta wrestling. So talking a little bit about where you trained, where do you feel like you became a wrestler, though? Because you've wrestled Edmonton, Calgary, Lethbridge at this point.
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah. So I made my start in Edmonton with MPW. I was lucky enough to have done some training with Massive Damage. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of months before, I went on to Storm Wrestling Academy, where I did the training under Lance Storm, who is incredible. He's such a brilliant man. He knows inside and out. He taught me everything I needed to know about wrestling. But I really believe that I found my confidence, and actually that switch turning on in my mind was like, oh yeah, you can do this. Probably down in Lethbridge here where I've spent most of my wrestling career now.
That's awesome. I really like how you kind of described that journey down for how you became the wrestler, because it not necessarily is where you train, but really where you feel the most comfortable, or where you feel like, this is where I became a wrestler.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it takes a lot of confidence and work and months of going out there and just kind of trying to figure out who you are.
It only takes time, it feels like. You can never feel like you're great at something the first time you do something. You can do something well, but you never really have the confidence that you've done something great until you've done it, like, so many times.
That's definitely true, yeah. It took me, I guess, years. Even now I'm still trying to figure out if this is where I belong. I love it so much, so that's kind of what's keeping me going. But there's still those days where it's like, I need to learn more. There's things that people can always teach me.
That's understandable. So you've, like you said, trained under Lance Storm. And now you are not the first person I've interviewed who has trained under Lance Storm. And I like to ask all my Storm Wrestling graduates this question. I understand that Lance taught you a lot of things. And to specify any one thing is going to be very difficult. But is there one piece of advice that Lance gave you that really sticks out to you, or that you can really remember, or when you're in a ring, you're really mindful of?
Ooh, that's a good one. Uh-huh. There's just so many things that he taught me. It's hard to kind of pinpoint one thing when I'm wrestling now 4.5 years later. That always, if I'm in a ring and I'm having a match, I guess I'm kind of just always trying to think back to the things that he taught me, not wrestling-wise, not how to execute a move, not how to do spots or anything, but always to just kind of think about the crowd and always look out to the crowd, and you are there for the crowd. You're not there for you or for the other person who's in the ring.
That's awesome. I see. I like that everybody's giving me a different answer, so that one's awesome. Lance is obviously a plethora of knowledge, and it is sad, obviously, that Storm Wrestling Academy has closed down, but there is obviously, we have multiple options now across Alberta, no matter where you are. It feels like you have some sort of training school, and I know you guys have the PPW training school down there in Lethbridge as well.
We do have PPW, and it's great to see so many people are stepping up all over Alberta, still trying to keep wrestling training going, even though Lance has moved on, and I did see him at Raw when I was there, and I'm very happy for him. He seems to be very happy and just where he wants to be, so it's great.
Well, I know, for instance, you were there, and Zoe was there, so I know, for instance, you two were wrestling graduates. Travis Cole was there, so that must have felt like kind of like a big family reunion in its own way.
Definitely. Oh, it was great for all of us to kind of have that thing in common and be where we were.
I have a question for you, and I've asked this to some of the other people who graduated around Storm Wrestling Academy. Was there anybody in your class that you trained with that we would know around here in Alberta?
Not in Alberta here, no. There is, most everybody else was from either the States or Australia or Europe or somewhere else other than here. I was the only one in my class from Alberta.
It's interesting, but just how much like people will travel in for Lance, eh?
Oh, it's crazy. And I'm still a big part of my classes. We have a group chat and we all kind of keep up with each other. One guy from my class did get signed with NXT UK. So that was super exciting. That happened a few months ago for him. So we're all very happy for him.
That's awesome. Would I know the name?
His name is Levi Muir. I'm not sure what he's going to go as on TV or anything, but we'll see.
We'll keep an eye out. We'll have to talk about it when it comes back on one of these days.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay, well, I got a couple of other questions here for you. Some of these ones are pretty good. Paul is obviously a plethora of good questions. So question he had here was, what influence has the WWE's Women's Revolution had on you specifically?
Oh, he's wonderful at questions. He's got some good ones.
Yeah. That one came in a text message because he forgot to tweet it to me.
Oh, that's awesome. being a female wrestler is definitely, it's so uplifting now compared to even years ago. It was so intimidating, and even the thought of going out there and becoming a wrestler to me was impossible. With the Women's Revolution, how all the girls are now stepping up and proving to the world that, yeah, we can do this too. We can do exactly what the guys are doing. We can entertain you just as much as they can, and doing it in a wholesome way where you're actually watching them wrestle is completely life-changing for me. When I got into the business, I was known for my blonde hair and my blue eyes, and that's what I was told people are going to want to come watch, not my wrestling. And I'm hoping and believing that I've done a pretty good job of turning that around in my past 4.5 years of wrestling, and hoping that now I can just step up to what the girls are doing in the revolution here and actually showcasing our abilities.
See, I really like that answer, and I think you're doing a hell of a job. Me and Paul both agreed that the match that you had against Kylie Morgan at Wrestling Easy in Calgary was one of our favorite women's matches that we've seen in a long time, especially inside of RCW. We were like, wow, that was a really solid match. And I know that you and Kylie Morgan are not necessarily new to working together, but are still at the more early stages of working together. And it felt so awesome to see just how comfortable you two were together. And we made a mention of it on our podcast. We were like, man, that was a really awesome match.
Oh, that is so wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. So I want to kind of take this back. I want to go back even further. So I know when you were speaking with Spencer, you said you enjoyed watching wrestling as a kid, but you didn't really dive into it. So I'm curious, what was it like, little Angelica, watching wrestling? Who did you cheer for? Like, when were you watching wrestling? How did all that work out for you?
I started watching wrestling when I was about 11, 12. I was not allowed to watch it in my house. So it was after school, I would go to my friend Ashley's house where her and her dad would watch wrestling all the time. And I got into it watching Stone Cold Steve Austin, just because he was this loud badass who wanted nothing to do with Vince McMahon and didn't care about what anybody said. And then the wrestling was incredible and the crowds were loud. So we all got into it there, but I couldn't get into it at home. It was always at my friend's house.
That must have been kind of difficult. Like, would you go home and be, like, really excited to talk wrestling, or was it more like you had to kind of keep quiet about it when you were at home?
It was kind of hush-hush. I wasn't allowed to watch it, so it was okay, go watch this after school a couple days, and then that's really where it ended. I didn't watch wrestling growing up through high school or anything, and then got into it just again 5 or 6 years ago.
Was there anything in specific that really, like, triggered you to want to watch wrestling 5 or 6 years ago? Was there, like, a match? Did you see a promo? Like, what was it that pulled you back?
I think I was just scrolling through, and it was on, and then just kind of seeing the whole difference from before when I started watching it when I was a kid to now, and how everything, production value, all these new wrestlers and everything was just way bigger than life, and that's what kind of drew me back into it. I never really grew up thinking I would want to wrestle or could wrestle. It wasn't until I had a complete, like, fitness transformation of my life, and then I gained that confidence where it's like, yeah, okay, maybe I will try this out.
So I have another quick question here for you. This is a question I like to ask everybody who comes on my podcast. Throughout all of wrestling history, there has been a plethora of different belts, be it like a belt or a championship or a sword or a shield. There has been a lot of different championships. If you could go back and have any belt throughout time, current or otherwise, what would you love to call Angelica's belt?
Oh, no. Would it be like Angelica's belt? Would I change it to be just mine, or would it be?
I guess it would just be like holding their belt. You're holding the belt. Which belt would you love to be holding?
I mean, sticking with current times and how blown up and amazing the reputation has gotten, I guess the NXT Women's Championship would be number one.
I feel like that really is the number one for women's wrestling in the world right now. I mean,
exactly.
Oh, it's such a beautiful belt, and that division over the course of the last 5-6 years has just been absolutely stellar, just pumping out legends, it feels like, over and over again.
Oh, it's been incredible. Yeah.
So does that mean that of all the different wrestling that we have going on today, COVID-19 otherwise, of all the different wrestling that's going on today, if there was a major promotion that we would love to see Angelica signed to, where would you like to go? Would that be NXT? Would you like to go up to main roster, WWE, New Japan, AEW, Ring of Honor?
I think for the kind of biggest and brightest in my eyes right now would be NXT. They've just done so much in the last even couple of years that's really put them on the map for being the biggest and the best, that, and they have such an amazing roster. I mean,
yeah, you really can't argue with the women's division inside of NXT. I can't blame you for saying something like that at all. Do you have any dream matches or feuds or partners that you would love to be wrestling for or against or with?
My big dream match has always been Charlotte Flair. She's been such an influence to me, and I love her wrestling, and I love her as a person. So she would be one of my dream matches. I would love to go toe-to-toe with Shayna Baszler as well, especially after meeting her at Raw. She was just incredible. And Tessa Blanchard has been also incredible this last couple of years. That she would be one of my dream matches as well.
All great answers. I can definitely see a little bit of the influence that you would get from someone like a Charlotte Flair inside of your character. It makes a little bit of sense when you say something like that, but what I really like about you is that you feel like something that's completely unique in your own, and I really enjoy that. When I got to sit down and actually watch you wrestle live, and when I got to sit down and watch you do your I just forgot what it was called,
a match made in heaven. Yeah.
Thank you. That was the talk show. I really like to get to see that personality side of that. Do we get to see more match maids in heaven?
Oh, definitely. I love the interview segments down here. Quite like yourself, I love interviewing. So it's a little different being on the other side, asking the questions. I do love doing that. So I will be doing more interview segments down here in Lethbridge and hopefully posting them too on social media if more people want to see them.
Well, I can't wait to watch them. I'd be happy to watch something like that. A couple more questions that I have here for you with regards to the Alberta wrestling scene, because this is the one that I really am interested in, or Western Canadian wrestling scene. Do you have any dream matches? It could be with anybody. So intergender, it can be, like, I know you said you're interested in wrestling Kayla Jay again, but if you could just sit down or stand against anybody in the ring here in Alberta, who would you love to have an opportunity against?
For Western Canada?
Yeah,
so
for
BC
Western
and Alberta.
BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba.
Perfect. So I have wrestled Nicole Matthews with Kayla Jay. I would like to, it's a big dream of mine to wrestle Nicole Matthews one-on-one. Her and I loved how we kind of clashed in the ring. Her intensity, her knowledge, her passion is incredible. Her, and also I have had the chance of doing a few intergender matches with Bambi Hall. I've never had a one-on-one match with her, and I think that would be fantastic.
Oh, I love those answers. So, Angelica, before we do let you go here today, before unfortunately we have to let you go and go back to this weird self-isolation world that we're living in right now, where can people find you? Can you plug your stuff? Where can people talk to you?
I sure can. So Twitter, Instagram, Facebook are all at WrestleAngelica. Super easy. You can watch a lot of my matches from PPW on YouTube, Pure Power Wrestling. And I also have a Patreon that I upload exclusive content to. So behind-the-scenes wrestling, my photo shoots that don't get posted on anything else. So that's patreon.com/AngelicaWrestles. I love to connect with everybody, all of my fans, everybody. So just send me a message. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining me here today. Hope I can get a chance to see you again wrestle here. I'm going to say soon, but we'll see how everything goes. But I'm going to say next available opportunity, I'll be there.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
A big thank you once again to Angelica for joining me here today to talk some wrestling. Honestly, it was a great time. I can't wait to have her back on. Once this whole COVID-19 situation settles down and the world kind of normalizes once again, I can't wait to make it down to Lethbridge for another PPW show or in and around the Lethbridge area. Whenever it happens, I'm going to be at the next show. I highly recommend to anybody down there or anybody who's interested in a PPW show to honestly go. It was a great time, and it was only $15 for the Power Rumble. Like, it was such a good value. I can't express that enough. Anyways, if you liked what you heard here today, remember to hit that like button and subscribe on whatever podcast app you're listening to this on. It really does help out the show a lot if you give us a 5-star rating and review, if that is what you want to do. Don't forget to check out the WrestleSode website over at WrestleSode.com. A lot of really cool stuff happening there. Next week, I'm going to be debuting this really cool new little feature that's going to be happening probably Monday or Tuesday, so stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. So thank you all for joining me once again here today. Hope you have yourself a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.